the Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Science Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prop Show. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is July 29th, 2021.
The world's in turmoil. Most do not realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan on his cell and let him know you're going to give him a call at 316-619-4886. That's 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news updates about the Wichita Mission Church and the church and the radio program archives, and all the contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on internationally on YouTube, some FM station. So pray about supporting airtime. And yes, folks, we're back. This is the 29th, and I've been off for a few weeks, right? Okay, on another note, let's thank our listener base that's in places and that is in the largest. Wait a minute. Thank our listener base that's worldwide in place all over the world. Go ahead.
I listened to the podcast when it posted later tonight, and Westminster, London, UK, Athens, Greece, Melbourne, Australia, and in the USA we have Anchorage, Newport, Alaska, Indianapolis, Indiana, Wichita, Kansas, Portland, Oregon, USA is the largest group that listens to the podcast when it podcasts to branchpodomatic.com. That's branchpodomatic.com.
Yeah, and you folks over there, that's Anchorage Street in Northport, not Newport, Alaska. But anyway, hello, folks, to wherever you're at. By the way, folks, we ask you to send us a text to radio@messiahsbranch.org or text my phone, 316-619. Let us know what city you're hailing from, especially if you have never heard your city mentioned again.
It's 4886. You said 316-619, but you forgot the 4886.
Oh, well, they get the drift. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight turns out according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears and wish to understand and hear the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, I was like, I was waiting for somebody else to talk, and I realized, oh, it's time for the song. So let's play the song.
If you give an ear to these words I speak, compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls as they don't know. In darkness, they cannot see the road that they're on. pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul.
Brother Knight, and still resides in Texas, but he isn't doing ministry work anymore. And I have countlessly, well, over the years, I've sent him some notices. I haven't heard from him physically in a few years. He did send me. Well, I take that back. He sent us a surprise words to one of his songs.
Yeah.
Not long ago, but I got him right after that, or rather, sent him back a letter, and he's never answered. So. Because I was trying to get him on to talk about his old ministry and his wonderful music, because, you know, his music transcends time. The songs that he wrote and that he played with his band, Remnant, the End Time Band, were done in the 90s, but they're very relevant today. You know, they're more so actually more relevant today than they were then. I do believe we're in that final generation. But anyway, that was Brother Ben McKnight, and the name of the I don't remember the name of the song. Okay, and why don't I remember the name of the song? My brain isn't working entirely. And for those of you folks that are tuning in that didn't get my last post that I put out, most of you folks are aware that back in April I had a slip coming into the office and hurt my knee really bad and my ankle. Well, I kept telling the doctors that my knee, there was something else wrong with it, although my leg and ankle seemed to be healing up and the pain was going away, and I wasn't happy to be on painkillers all the time. It was going away, but my knee kept popping, and I told them that, but they didn't do anything about it, didn't look further into it, and so finally one day at the mission church, my knee went to act like it was going to pop when I got up from my desk, and it just locked in a sitting position. And currently, so anyway, make a long story short, come to find out I had a torn meniscus, and they just got around to operating on it last week. And they said then I should be able to straighten my leg out. Well, I still can't straighten my leg out all the way, so it means I'm not walking normally, and it's still swelled up, and I'm still in a lot of pain in it, and they acted like it should already be hunky-dory by now, but it isn't. So I do covet your prayers about it, that I would get well, that my leg would straighten all the way, that I don't have to have a second operation. And I'm waiting right now. I try to get a hold of both doctors, but haven't heard anything back from them. But anyway, she's sitting here with me. So has it been?
A lot of work. Yeah, it's pretty hard. It's just been me and Elijah mostly. But on Tuesdays, I do have my daughter-in-law, and my sister-in-law pops in and out. However, she always wants to have something else to do and can't stay and help. But what she does, the little she does do, does help. So, but other than that, it's been pretty tight, pretty hard.
But you do so much more, you know, a lot of things that people don't realize, you know, there's so much, especially with your wives. I'm talking from a husband's point of view. Women, you know, what if your woman should be like my woman, and I emphasize mine, of course, but to the point that you do so much at her house to keep the household going and stuff, you know, and you've been taking care of me, you know.
I tapped out a couple times over the last month. I've completely been done, tapped out, over, told the Lord, I'm done, I quit, I'm tapped out, however you want to put it, help.
Well, yeah, see, here's my point. You know, usually, now, while you always make dinner and feed me, you know, feed us, you know, generally I try to make my own breakfast, lunch, or whatever, snacks and all that, but you've been doing all that. You know, that anymore.
And it seems like right after you got hurt and wasn't able to come, our numbers jumped up into the hundreds. On Tuesdays, we've been doing over 100 every Tuesday. We did an even 100 last Tuesday, but before that, it was 112, 107, 109, 106, 100, 100, 100,
100. Yeah, and we usually don't get those numbers except for on holidays. You know, those are holidays.
Right, that's
numbers.
Our Thanksgiving numbers.
When it hits over 100, that usually means it's a holiday, you know, even though that's kind of short for Thanksgiving, which averages anywhere from at least 120 up to 160, you know.
And Friday's even jumped up, too. Instead of the 60, normal 60 we was doing, the number's been up in the 80s. So the number's completely jumped up. And everybody's, where's Pastor Dan? Where's Pastor Dan? Where's Pastor Dan?
Well, you know, as we said all along, this goes to a broader thing. I've been saying, if people listen to this program, they would have heard us saying that, you know, when we barely started brushing up into 70, you know, because you would start off by, well, what would you do? Normal day comes in, how much food do you make?
I make enough to do 80 now.
Now, what was you doing? You was doing enough?
I'd have to do 60, and I have leftovers all the time. Now I make enough to do 80 and make 40 or 50 or 60 sack lunch bags after that is served.
Right, but see, so here's what my point is, folks. So back when we was doing 60 and it started jumping up into 70, 80, I said I looked for summer numbers to go a lot higher, and then all of a sudden we hit 100 and then over 100. I knew it was going to, and just, you could tell that it.
Well, let me just make a point. My little sweet Susie Cutie granddaughter, she prayed for the high breaking record number of 112 because they were there helping that day, and she was making the sack bags at the lake place all. She was making everything but the sandwiches, putting the bags together, and she kept praying for the boys weren't there, and she kept praying, Lord, please let us get the record number, because she wanted to come in home and rub it into her brothers that they did.
Right.
They had the record. Well, it worked. We did 112 that day, and that's because Harley prayed for it. She's 9.
She's 9. Yeah, and that was that same day they was arguing over who was going to.
And they was arguing over who was going. That was the day before when I had all four of them there, and they was arguing over who was going to go. Help Manny take over the church when we retired or didn't do it anymore. And Miss Harley says, I'm Pastor Susie Cutie.
Yeah. Anyway, and so, you know, besides branches, is we are just our mission church is like it's a home church with a building to take care of the homeless and poor. And believe me, outside of family, that's all we have been trusting in things that's going in there. And now, we plan on doing it at the end of the video or end of this audio. Talking about the COVID thing, you know, which, you know, Biden has came out and said they're forcing all employees to go back to wearing masks and forcing them to, all federal employees, to get vaccines and military and everything. And, you know, you're next on the list. They're going to try it. I can see it in a deal, but there's so many states that didn't like it's a battle that you have to fight alone. If you're in a liberal state, you're probably fighting a battle alone. But if you're in a non-liberal state, the governors are going against it. They're not going to allow them to go door to door and so on and so forth, although they'd like to press it. It could get that way. We haven't even got ourselves a year into this so-called Biden administration. By the way, Maricopa County, just today, I just noticed that they finished their third count of the ballots. Now they're going to the drafting up a report on the results. We've already been hearing out of Maricopa County that they want to you know, take, you know, I guess the word, they sanction the electors, you know, the registered electors, decertify, thank you, Frank, the word they want to decertify the electors already, but now they're really going to do, they're probably going to decertify the electors in Maricopa County, and in, that means in Arizona, which means that Trump won in that state. I also read a report where Wisconsin is getting ready to do a forensic audit, and they're doing it in the other states. If they all decertify the electors, then Biden's in there illegally, and I don't know how that will be handled.
Lock him up.
Well, okay, but that's just useless talk because they're not going to lock him up.
No, I know.
And he can't prove, you can't prove that he's the one that did it. You could, however, lock up the people that were in charge of the elections in those states.
Right.
So, you know, forget about locking up that old man. You know, that it ain't, you know, that's just, that's foolish talk. Anyway, it's fun to say it, though. I get that. But anyway, so we're going to wait and see. But if they stay in power, there isn't going to be a lot.
We need to get back the House and the Senate next year.
Yeah, that's fact. Okay, now then, so what about food prices, Mother?
Well, hamburger's up to $4 a pound now.
Now, wait a minute. I've been doing videos all along how it's been creeping up there, and we've been warning people that you need to stock your meat, well, all your food, because the food prices are going to go up. So, folks, you only have to blame for yourselves if you did not stock up on food, and you need to keep doing about it, you know. And a lot of people say, well, I have full shelves. Well, you say, well, I got enough food to last me 30 days. Yeah, but then the next day you got enough food to last you 29 days and then 28 and so on and so forth. So if you wait till all your food's gone to stock up, you're going to be paying a heavy price. You need to keep it stocked. I suggest going to the store once a week. That way it's a smaller bite out of the money that you got. But keep your shelves full or over full, because even if the world doesn't blow up or whatever, you're going to pay a higher prices. Now, that's over $1 a pound on hamburger alone.
That rose, yeah. Well, at Sam's you can still get it for $3.49, but most places it's $3.99, $4.15. Yeah, it's up. But I did find some roll hamburger, 5-pound rolls was on sale at Dillon's for $2.49 a pound. I bought all of them they had. That was only 15 rolls, but I got to use I use 10 pounds a meal now, so that's only seven days. So 7 days is like 2 months for us. So I got meat, but I had some meat too. So I'm pretty good on meat, but I'd like to keep buying it. So yeah, because the price is going up.
I'm telling you, just like I told everybody else, it works for us too. If you use several, I'd like to go about every other week and replace what we used, and then we keep going, keep the ice box stocked. You need to do that because you're going to be at a shocking place. Let's say if you wait a month before you do it and you've got a lot of meat out of that icebox and then boom, it hits and goes up, it's going to be a shock again.
Well, for a family, it's not that really big of a deal, but when you feed 100 people twice a week, it's a big deal. You got to keep the meat.
Wait a minute. Some people can't afford $4 and something for, we're talking poor people out there, can't afford $4 and something a pound. It is a shock.
Right.
It is a shock. Now, maybe for those people that are working middle class, that are making $25 or $30 an hour, it might not be a shock. But I'm a poor person.
Well,
most of the people I know are poor, and so it is a shock to them. Hamburger costs.
Right, and the people on monthly, like SSI and retirement, and that have a fixed monthly income, they don't get any raises or anything like that. So when everything goes up, they've only got a small budget left when they pay all their bills anyway. So, yeah, they're really hurting.
Well, the reason why, let me tell you real quick, and it's kind of, the word is inflation, but let's go with this. You know, whenever you if you have 10 of something, it is not, the value of it, it isn't worth as much as if you have two, if there's only two of something. Do you agree with me?
Okay, say that again.
If you have 10 of something, and the value of 10 of something isn't the same value if you only have two of something.
No, the two is more valuable.
Why?
Because you have less.
Okay, that's the same way money is, folks. They are printing more and more money and putting it out there. Actually, whenever money is borrowed, that's when money is created. And so the federal government borrows money and puts out these trillions of dollars and all these bills and everything. So it pumps, they print more money, puts more money in the economy. And so what does it do to that? Because there's more of it, it's not worth as much. So your dollar now won't buy as much as it would 2 months ago.
Right.
So that's why wood and gas and everything else is going off. Gas is a little separate issue, but in fact, gas is responsible for a lot of it going up. But the point is that because there's more money out there in the system, then it's not worth as much, and so it costs more to buy items. And they're getting ready to pump through these big infrastructure bills and these other things. The prices are going to continue to go up, and also the war on gasoline is going to continue to go up, because guess what? There's not as much gas because we're not pumping as much gas.
Right.
And so prices are going to rise even higher. When gas prices rise higher, it goes to where?
Everywhere.
To the consumer. That means for your eggs, you're going to pay, if it costs them 50 more cents to deliver it, store's not going to swallow it.
Yeah, and I noticed they started going up too. Yeah, that I remember last time before Trump took office, they was like almost $5 a dozen, and they're over $2 already now. So,
well, maybe next spring we will be
get a break. Trump will get in there, maybe.
Well, I'm hoping that would happen, but I'm not even going to talk about that. Too many rabbit holes to go on in the time that we have, but.
Right.
We'll be going to having a lot more chickens. Anyway, tell them where they can find us. We've got to go to a break.
Okay, you can find all of our contact information and radio program archives all about the Wichita Mission Church is at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for 30, 2 sets 45, 4 sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Science Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay, let's back up here. You know, we're talking about part of the things is listening to people. There's lots of warnings out there. Shouldn't be a shock that, about the food that we were talking about happening, because we've been on this radio program warning you.
Okay.
That's, by the way, that's history, Mother. I've already dealt with that. We're clear down here. Okay. Anyway, so sorry, folks. I got sidetracked by my wife. What was I talking about? Okay, I'm talking about it shouldn't be a surprise that to you that about the food prices, because we've been talking about it. I talk because that's what we do, is deal in food, because we have to feed so many people and so on and so forth. So it shouldn't be a shock that food prices went up and that there's going to be a shortage, that they're creating a shortage. It's not so much as creating a shortage is that, you know, inflation's going up. Things are costing more from the reasons we stated. But you shouldn't be shocked about the condition of the world and how evil it is, because the Bible warns us all the time of what the conditions would be like in the time of the end. So for that, let's read this.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you.
Stop. We're going to go by line by line. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, I have no need that I write unto you. So he's saying, just like I'm saying, you have no reason to be, Paul's saying to them, I have no reason to write you a warning, because, why? Go ahead.
For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Because why? Because he's been telling them, the Bible, he's been telling them, hey, it's going to come as a thief in the night, it's going to come swiftly. Go on.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Okay, so he's saying for yourselves know perfectly well the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. Yeshua said that. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Yeshua warned them of that. As travail upon a woman with the child, and they shall not escape. Now, that is the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is when the rapture happens. And so he warned them ahead of time that it's going to get really bad. But look at this thief in the night. They say, oh, yeah, he's going to come as a thief in the night and steal you away. You know, it's going to be quiet. Nobody's going to, he's going to wake up. People are going to be gone. Airplanes are going to fall out of the sky. That's not what it says. For as a thief in the fight in the night, for as they shall say peace and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them. Now, and it says they shall not escape. So sudden destruction comes. That's not something quiet. That's
right.
Something big. Okay, go ahead. But it says what?
It also means as a thief in the night does not actually specifically mean that he's coming in the night time. It's just an allegory to let you know that it's going to be like darkness when he comes. It's going to be quick and fast, and it's going to be there.
Well, like a thief comes in the night, he will come in and he'll sneak in, but once he's there, there's sudden destruction.
Right.
Because
it's going to be that quick.
He could murder the household.
Have time to get ready.
Okay.
He's telling you to get ready now, because, yeah, you won't have time then.
Okay, but listen to this part and read both of them.
But you breathe in are not in the
dark.
Brethren are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day, and are not of the night nor of the darkness. Just basically what I just said.
Well,
you have to be aware. You have to be ready and prepared now, because when he comes, it's going to be like he's there. It's dark.
Okay.
You're already taken over.
Okay, but let's go like this. That's a nice allegory, but that's not quite what it was saying. You're not in darkness that the day should overtake you. Why aren't you in darkness? Because you're a child of the light. That
right.
means you're informed through Yeshua. You know in the spirit what's going on. You can see the signs of the time. You can see that that there's darkness out there, but you're not, because you're not of the night or of the darkness. The reason that you don't see it, it's a part of that darkness.
Right, exactly.
Darkness can't recognize darkness, because it's all dark.
Right. You have to be of the light. You have to be prepared. And you have to be ready, like the Lord's trying to prepare you.
And that's just like in the other sense. So let's turn it around. In the other sense, the children of the of darkness can sense children of the light because you're supposed to be set apart and different. If you can blend in with society and society doesn't have a problem with you, what do you think?
You better get right.
Because you're if you can blend in with them and be part of them and you show no difference, then you really got to question whether you're a child of the darkness or you're a child of the light.
Right.
But you see, so you're supposed to know these things. So what he's saying, it says you're, because you're children of the light, you people out there are waiting for a rapture. They just told you that it's not going to come as no surprise to you when he returns. Not that, oh, any day it could happen. We're not going to know. Blah, blah, blah. That's all a load of garbage. You're misinterpreting, twisting scripture that doesn't, it just doesn't go that way. Because why? Mostly you don't read the whole context of scripture of what it means. And it's just like you don't read articles. I mean, people nowadays barely even read headlines and then go preach about it. And they don't know anything about what the contents of it is. It's just like they judge a book by its cover instead of judging the contents of the book. Because, look, believe me, names are misleading. And by the way, I've got a new book sitting here sent to me by Michael Snyder. It was a secret project. He didn't even tell his wife at first he was writing it. It's called 7-Year Apocalypse, and I just now started reading it. And it's probably going to be a dynamite book, and he will be on the air within a couple of weeks to talk about it. And I have some new guests that I'm going to bring on. But the next program today is going to be Stan Johnson, and he's got some surprising things to talk about. So, anyway, as we left and didn't come back, that was right when they sent out the report about alien deception. As the government released more information about the unidentified objects and recognized, folks, that there's nothing new under the sun. That comes from it. That's in Ecclesiastes. Remember that beings and aircraft that are being witnessed today are the same creatures witnessed by humans throughout history. They are the fallen heavenly beings described in the Bible, and their goal is the corruption and deception of the human race. This I strongly believe, except that we may not only be seeing fallen things, but maybe we might be seeing in the sky some of our own guardian angels, because in some instances it looks like there's almost a war between them. There are so many more each day. A huge increase of photos and videos are out there, folks. I dare you to go explore them. They just cannot be explained. They are real, but real, well, we can't prove one way or another where they're from or what they are, but we know that they're real. And that is the revealing thing about the Pentagon report, because they couldn't explain them either. So, now, let's read this article, and we'll talk a little more about
it. Wasn't there one program that we watched that said that they spotted a whole bunch of them coming out of the ocean or something, so they think there's an underground alienation under the ocean or something
okay,
like that?
Okay, well, let's go like this. And that's right up by, right where California, this is basically in an area right by where California and Mexico meet. But here's the point. That was the ones that they talked about in this UFO report, and the ones that you're talking about are all the ones that came from the Nimitz and from the aircraft carriers that saw these and documented these. Those are the videos that actually forced the government's hand and had to say something. But the point is, yeah, they've seen them diving under the water, going in and out of the water, but throughout history, we've been seeing them do that.
Right.
So, which points to the fact that they can go in through water and like it's nothing. And for the record, they can hover in wind and go against the wind at astronomical speeds. It just shows you that there may very well be in the deepest, in the ocean. That may be where they're hanging out at.
Instead of in the sky. Yeah.
Instead of in the sky. But yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's the deal, folks. The Pentagon can't even explain it.
Pentagon report acknowledges 143 UFO sightings that it cannot explain. By Josh K. Elliott, Global News. The U.S. military has no terrestrial explanation for the dozens of unidentified flying objects that it's documented in recent decades.
Terrestrial. Now, for some people that don't understand that, they're talking about earthly. That means earth, terrestrial. when we say, let me change it, do it like this. The U.S. military has no earthly explanation for the dozens of unidentified flying objects that is documented in recent decades. That's what terrestrial means of the Earth. This is terrestrial. So when we talk about aliens or something, we say they're extraterrestrial, meaning away from the planet. Hmm. So terrestrial means of the Earth, on the Earth. Okay, go ahead.
But that does not mean that UFOs are proof of alien visitors. According to a long-awaited intelligence report provided by the U.S. Congress on Friday, the unclassified nine-page report acknowledges 144 encounters with what the government calls unidentified aerial phenomena since 2004.
Well, they're now calling...
Instead of UFOs, they changed the name.
Yeah. To what? To
unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Get used to saying UAP.
Yeah.
Because that's how they identify it. They don't, just like they don't go
unidentified
flying object, they yeah. say UFO.
And so they changed it to UAP instead of UFO. It's UAP now.
Right.
Okay. Since 2004. It only manages to explain one of those sightings as a deflated weather balloon, and it does not provide any new videos or photos of the other mysterious encounters. Intelligence officials say that most of the sightings were likely physical objects and not tricks of the light. They say none of those objects were secret American projects, and they found no evidence that the UFOs might be advanced hypersonic technology from Russia or China.
Okay, so let me break that down. They say most of the sightings were likely physical objects. So that means no optical illusions, no dust particle, nothing like that. So they were something. They're saying they are something, not tricks of the light. And they say none of them was a secret American project, which, you know, that you could say, well, they wouldn't confirm or deny it, but we've been seeing these same things for so long that no way that our technology reached that a couple of 100,000 years ago either, because we've been seeing the same type of things throughout history. So they're saying it's not American things, and they're saying, and there's no evidence that they can, that is from Russia or China, meaning those are the two highest tech companies in the world. So they're saying nothing terrestrial, it's nothing of earthly origin, because here's all the people that could do it. Here's these people, they can't do it. It's not of them. So if it's not terrestrial, it's extraterrestrial, which means from someplace else. Let me point out here too, they're not saying aliens either. I believe the government knows a heck of a lot more than they released or what they did. Notice they didn't release any new videos than the ones that were already leaked that they based these 144 sightings on, only the one from the Nimitz, and so on. They didn't release anything new, so we still haven't seen it. But the point is maybe they know that these are interdimensional beings, which I believe they know a lot more. Anyway.
Okay. They also found no evidence to suggest that the objects were spacecraft from another world, nor did they claim to have evidence of captured alien bodies or technology. The report itself does not include the word alien anywhere in its text.
Okay, well, you know, probably they wouldn't use the word alien anyway, just for the mere fact that, you know, they're politically correct, you know, aliens. No, I'm joking anyway. But they had no evidence to suggest that the objects were spacecraft. Well, that doesn't mean, that's just saying they can't prove they're spacecraft. But it says, nor did they claim to have evidence of any alien bodies, nor did they say that they didn't have any alien bodies. You understand? They didn't present anything to say that they, well, we've got alien bodies, nor did they say they didn't have them. They just didn't say. It's just like they found no evidence to suggest that the objects were spacecraft. Well, they got evidence of something. They're just not saying. They're leaving things out. That's the big deal. Go ahead.
Okay. Out of the 144 reports we are dealing with here, we have no clear indications that there is any non-terrestrial explanation for them. But we will go wherever the data takes us, a senior U.S. official told CNN. In other words, officials can't say that these strange UFOs are or are not aliens. They simply remain unidentified.
See, it says, and they were said they are or they ain't. They can't prove it, or they're not wanting to prove it. But the point is, this report didn't say they weren't aliens. Go ahead.
Okay. Intelligence officials say that most of the sightings were likely physical objects and not tricks of the light. They say none of those objects were secret American projects. I just read that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. They also found no evidence. Got that.
Okay.
Of the 144 reports we're dealing with, we have no clear indications that there's any non-terrestrial explanation for them, and we will go further and take this wherever this data takes us. Okay, I already read that.
Yeah,
thing.
Okay. I don't know.
In other words, officials can't say, I already read that.
Stop.
It must be double posted.
Let's go back with this. It said, okay, go right here.
Okay. The real takeaway from all this is very big. Never, ever has the military, at least since Roswell, ever said that UFOs were something they could not explain. The report says that they have 144 sightings that really have no idea what it is and completely rule out other military or even their own covert projects. In truth, this is to be from another world because nothing on Earth explains them.
It's like this. It's saying that, in truth, pilots are saying they're from another world, that the only explanation they have is from another world. And we're only talking about a few years' worth of military sightings. There was a classified section that was released into this report that was classified that went only to Congress, that we never got to see it. But you know what's really unusual about that? Everything we have seen, in like through the Trump thing and all that, we've seen, if Congress gets it, it's leaked out. I mean, everything has been being leaked. But they haven't leaked anything about this, about the covert part of it, about the part that they kept classified, that they gave Congress magically. Nobody in Congress has leaked it. Under normal circumstances, they leak everything. Why haven't they leaked anything out of that other report? That's a big factor. But what this does say, folks, you do have. This is a confession. They are truly unidentified. They never, ever, ever claimed that there were even unidentified flying objects. They are saying that there's something out there. It's unidentified. They don't know what they have. But I believe that part of it's a lie. I believe they do know what it is. Anyway, folks, we were talking. Let's get into this a little bit, and we'll move on. But anyway, there's going to be a lot more about it. We'll do some programs on it. In fact, I got some people that will talk about it. Anyway, let's go with this. This came just as breaking news time.
Okay, the CDC confesses that vaccines are failing. The vax can be super spreaders, demands return to the mask mandates for everyone, including the vax. Natural News, via the words of the CDC's own director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the official narrative on vaccines and COVID has just self-destructed. While in March of this year, Walensky had publicly promised that vaccinated people could not spread the virus and infect others, this week she publicly stated that vaccines are failing and that vaccinated people may now carry higher viral loads than unvaccinated people, contributing to the spread of COVID.
Now, if you go with that, she just said vaccines are worthless.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
they're helping to keep it alive and spread it, not kill it and get rid of it.
Yeah, it's leading to what? Higher numbers. And that's the head of the CDC. Go ahead. I don't know how much.
Okay, even Yahoo News, which is typically a shill for big pharma, could not sugarcoat the devastating narrative shift reporting. The CDC updated its guidelines on Tuesday to recommend masks indoors, even for vaccinated people. The Delta variant makes it easier for vaccinated people to transmit the virus, the CDC said. Vaccinated and unvaccinated people infected with Delta may have similar viral loads.
Okay, and one thing about this Delta, there's this new variant. The death rate isn't near as high with it at all whatsoever, but a lot more people seem to be getting it faster, but I believe they're getting it faster because of all these vaccinated people, something we've all been saying for a while. So go on.
Okay, USA Today was also alarmed by
alarmed.
was so alarmed by the CDC confession that they tried to memory hold their own reporting, which cited NBC News in a panic USA Today scrubbed this sentence from their story. NBC News, citing unnamed officials aware of the decision, reported it comes after new data suggests vaccinated individuals could have higher levels of virus and infect others amid the surge cases driven by the data variant of the coronavirus. The CDC is currently hiding this data from the public, by the way, most likely because they know that once the data is revealed, any remaining shred of their pro-vaccine narrative will spontaneously collapse.
Okay, stop. We're going to read what Frank says. Frank says, I reported on my show 4 months ago that this was exactly what they would do, and that the max Errol saw the virus to be a bioweapon. Anyway, yeah.
Aerosolized, yeah. That.
Amen, but here's the point. Frank's been saying it. Others have been saying it. I don't know if we exactly said it on this program. I'm pretty sure that we did, although we went to a place where we wasn't really talking much about COVID, although we were one of the very first people to ever break it on radio and start talking about it. When we started talking about it, nobody was talking about it. Anyway, let's read this one.
Okay, the CDC confession just liberated all the promises made to the vaccinated. Now they are slowly realizing they're the doomed super spreaders. In making this public statement, the CDC just admitted that the entire promise of the vaccinated people were immune to COVID and couldn't spread it to others just unraveled. Immediately, the CDC demanded that the entire nation revert to
Neanderthal
mask mandates, even for those who have been fully vaccinated.
Okay, that's all we need to read of that report. So, folks, the truth is out there. You just have to search. And if you listen on a program, we are going to bring you the truth. But I need to talk to you a little bit about finances, folks. You know, this being why I, thank you, Frank. Anyway, let's go with this. You need to listen to talk radio, folks out there. You need to listen to alternate sources of things. And, you know, I apologize to you. I take the blame for having my injury because I didn't make this ramp safer, and I thought I'm going to try and be on the air as much as I can. You know, I still don't know if I'm going to end up facing another operation or whatever, but we will get to you and have guests on. But by not doing it, I also haven't been able to do a lot of other ministry work, and it's hurt in donations. Now I know we've got some very, very good supporters that have stepped up and have been there for years, and due to one supporter, you know, I don't know what we'd have did without him.
Oh, he could, yeah.
Not to mention names, but the point is so we really do need your help. I'm going to be on the air. My wife's going to be on the air. I'm getting ready to work on a newsletter. And we are feeding the people. You haven't missed any feeding times, have you?
No, I'm making it.
But see, there's the point. So the work goes on. And so, you know, something I learned a long time ago, if you can't pull back away from your ministry for a minute and the other people that work in your ministry can't carry it on, then I have a strong question of whether your ministry is really of the Lord. You know, because if it's Yahweh's, nothing's going to stop it. And so, yeah, amen. He did slow me down about radio, but we're still feeding the people. We're caring for the people. And so.
And we have the videos. I just don't know how to post them, and he hasn't been able to post them. So I've got videos of every day that I did, but I don't know.
I ain't got much time.
We'll get them posted.
Okay. I'm fixing to do the videos in a different way and not even, because some people don't even like to go to Facebook. And if you click on a Facebook video that you're saying they're not doing Facebook, they can't see it anyway. So we're going to put them on YouTube, and it's not a video that you can, they won't disqualify me for putting those videos. So I'm going to start putting them up on YouTube. And if you are, I will figure out how to get them back to Facebook if she films them. If it's done with my phone, it's not a problem. Point is we need your help. Donations have dropped dramatically. We are still here, but we need your help. I need support for radio, and I need your, because like now I've got another, I don't know whether it's the screen or the computer on to blink, but that's what it's doing. the screen, my big screen, is blinking, and I haven't been able to get a hold of any kind of tech guy to help me. Point is, we need your support. I want you to pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Make sure you're taking care of your family first, though, but I want you to pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church, and I want you to pray about supporting talk radio. Whether it's mine or others, you need to be informed, and you need to act on how you're being informed. You need to have a personal relationship with your Father, so you need to give to his work, and you need to be about his business. Do you have anything to say? We got.
If you have any clothes or anything you don't need, bring it to the church, and we'll put it on the tables, the people will take it.
Right, right, and we are opened up different and bigger and wider, so they are getting food, they're getting clothes, they're getting medications and so on and so forth. So, folks, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. When you hear this program, pray about doing a PayPal donation, but of course you can do it. How can they donate?
And remember, when you come to the Mission Church, you have to call Pastor Dan to tell us that you're in, because we don't open the gate. You have to call so we can come out. Okay, you can find our donate online over the phone or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all of our contact information on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, folks, you must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what? Mother.
Always be a blessing to others.
And what else?
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it's like praying for Messiah's return.
Well, it is, because there will only be real peace when he gets here. All right, folks. Again, pray about a donation. Lord our God, Father, King of the Universe, asking you to share HaMashiach's name, that Father, you'd please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you'd be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till now, from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.